Moles are small, mouse-sized, insect-eating mammals that are themselves seldom seen, but not so their tunnels, which they excavate with the aid of broad, shovel-shaped forelimbs. And in so doing, moles create humps and ridges that vex anyone trying to grow a carpet-like lawn, a habitat of our own making that supports worms and grubs that moles eat. Celebrated in children's books, moles are very beneficial members of our wildlife community. I'll admit that an effort to have moles designated as pests is troubling to me. Fire ants, kudzu, and non-native rats can be called pests, but moles? Do their tunnels really earn them such a condemning moniker as pest? Not in my opinion, but I understand the frustration someone may feel when an expensively manicured lawn suddenly gets tilled from below. And I am confident no amount of cajoling on my part will persuade someone who cherishes a lawn to just live and let moles live. Moles are in our lawns simply because their food is there, including white grubs and earthworms. The grubs are beetle larvae, including many that eat roots of grass and other plants, resulting in greater damage than that caused by moles. If this designation was about management of ecosystems that support people, we'd be giving lifetime service awards to moles for their tireless quest to eat grubs that otherwise damage our food crops. But I digress. To be clear, designating moles as pests has everything to do with the economics of turf. Grass lawns are economic engines involving machinery to manicure them and chemicals to feed them, from fertilizers to pesticides. Turf maintenance employs thousands of people and costs Americans billions of dollars, albeit spent voluntarily each year. If I wanted to vilify turf, I'd call it a green tax. A joke, sort of. What isn't a joke are the many ways designating native wildlife as pests sets up a potentially slippery slope in our management of the environment that supports us. Firstly, designating moles as pests is a strategy to more broadly allow the use of toxic poisons to kill moles, notably a poison bait that looks surprisingly similar to children's gummy candy. The poison damages the central nervous system of animals that eat the bait, causing paralysis, convulsions, and death. Collateral damage includes poisoned wildlife predators, including pets that eat poisoned moles, a consequence of poisoning one organism that is in turn part of an interconnected food web. I have to wonder if we relegate a native species of wildlife to pest status because it blemishes superfluous lawn, how might this policy shape our response toward other native wildlife that compete with us for food? If my reasons for concern sound exaggerated, before being designated a pest to fruit tree growers, the Carolina parakeet enjoyed free flight throughout North Carolina. And we know how that turned out. It's a tough business managing the game of the environment that supports us, a responsibility made easier when all the players are kept in the game, including the humble moles tunneling in our yards.